And we're around that time of the month when we catch up on what's happening in Kimber with Kerry Cliff. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning, Keith.
I hear something about a rain award being awarded, according to council. What's that about?
Yes, who would have thought there was such a thing? But this yesterday, our local council hosted the Bureau of Meteorology in awarding Austin and Thelma Eats the 100-Year Family Rainfall Excellence Award. So the Eats family first started recording the rainfall for the Bureau of Meteorology in 1918, and over the years the responsibility was passed down to Austin and his siblings. Austin and his wife Thelma took over the responsibility in 2007 and have continued to this day. We join the council in congratulating the Eats family for their long-standing dedication and being presented this prestigious award.
That is a very unique award. Absolutely. Well done to them. Mentally Fit EP is out and about at the moment.
They are. They've got quite a bit going on in Kimber in the coming weeks. They've got a movie night happening on Monday, September, like next Monday, not far away, at 5:30 in the Kimber Community Sporting Complex. The movie is Milan, and it's for 8 years and up because it has a PG rating. BYO pillows and blankets, but RSVP of course is essential as number limits apply, and you can call 8683 0072 to book in.
What about the Kimber Photographic Society?
They've got their monthly get together on Tuesday, October the 6th, with a competition of wheels, and that will be held at 5 West Terrace at 8 p.m. Contact Fran Francis or Cheryl Gale if you would like more information about this cool little club.
And I understand Kimber Lions has an auction happening.
Yes, this was obviously postponed due to COVID, but they've set a new date. It will be on the 10th of October at the Recreation Reserve at 11 a.m. If you have any reasonable quality furniture or goods that you wish to include, please contact Tony Rowe or Joe Wolford, or any other member of the Lions Club of Kimber, and they can arrange pickup of the goods, etc., prior to the sale date.
And there's also a Kimber Community Counselling Service operating at the moment.
Yes, so this is also brought by the Mentally Fit EP group and the West Coast Youth and Community Mental Health Services. So they're providing counselling service a couple of days a week in Kimber, Mondays and Tuesdays at the Kimber Medical Centre. So if you need some counselling, these guys are the people to go and see. But they're also, it leads into the Kimber Mental Health and Wellbeing Group. We're going to have their Health and Wellness Weekend in October. Sadly, that has had to be postponed due to COVID. So we look forward to a new date being set for that. And finally, more on mental health, emotional CPR training. There's a two-day course coming up on the 19th and 20th of October. How to help you reach out and help others through hard times and emotional crisis, brought to you by Matt Ball from the Humane Clinic. So if you're interested in that, contact Erin Lister or Sue Wolford.
Certainly plenty going on in and around Kimber. Great to see the focus on mental health at the moment. Thanks for your time, Kerry. We'll have a chat in about a month's time.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you then.